Levil, I have an update for you. I had a new salad in the refrigerator that I just ate in the last commercial break, and I had an old salad from last week that I forgot to take home when Ahmet brought in subs. The old salad has now been consumed. There was a taker for it. You got to guess who wanted it? Jeff, you got to guess?
I'm going to go with anybody.
You were mistaken for him.
No way.
Somebody said you. They called you that name.
Yes, they did. I'm walking on the sideline. They're like, Linnell. I turn around and I look and I laugh. I said, you really think Linnell and I look alike? I said, we are on two different sides of the skin spectrum. He's dark skinned. I'm golden. He has hair. I don't have hair. Like, how do we look alike? And we sound nothing alike.
Big Nell needed a salad. He was about to order like a Big Mac. He said, hell yeah, I'll eat that salad. So shout out to him. Hope he enjoys it. Trey Amos, I think, Brian, has been really
special.
Performing well. It's early. You don't want to make too big of a leap. But they sure hit on a second-round corner last week. Huh. And at least early in camp, it sure seems like they might hit on a second-round corner. I believe this is Brian Baldinger, NFL Network, talking about the second-rounder out of Ole Miss, Trey Amos.
So we always talk about the coverage and the pressure go hand-in-hand.
No doubt.
Rookie Trey Amos at corner has been the talk of training camp, the long corner out of Mississippi.
Yep.
To some of the stuff you heard about him today.
Well, I mean, just watching him play the ball, but whether you want to press and get his hands on guys, he is so confident without being a talker.
Right.
Fred Smoot told us he's not a talker, but he's confident.
Fred Smoot's a talker.
Smoot's a talker. But in fact, Fred said he reminds him of him. Big, long, aggressive, can get his hands on guys, can run with anybody, and he's getting that opportunity against the receivers out there. I want to see him, if McLaurin can get in here at any time soon, I want to see him run with a guy that could run like Terry.
That's the one thing for a guy like Amos is you'd love to see Terry out there to test him.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you've got Debo. Obviously, Debo's a special player who has looked great. Noah Brown is a real NFL wide receiver. After that, the talent drop-off for Washington right now, it's noticeable. And that's not to say Ja'Cory Brooks might not be great or Jalen Lane or Luke McCaffrey breaks out.
They don't have the experience.
They haven't proven it. Right.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing about it. You would want to see him go against the experienced guys that have the tricks of the trade. And right now he's missing that.
But what have you thought of Amos so far?
I like him. He's like I said yesterday, he doesn't seem like he's worried about the situation. He seems like it's not too much for him. He's smooth out there. He's right there with guys. It's like, he knows what they're trying to do. He seems to be already, like I saw Mikey do last year, he's already setting guys up. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Understands what they're doing. Just like Tanner would talk about stuff about how DBs would tell them based off of how he would line up, so he had to start adjusting those things. I think Trey is already catching on.
For sure. If you're able to put together Amos, Quan, Will Harris, Lattimore, Samardzija, I mean, that should
special.
You hope, right? I mean, yeah. I think you've got five guys that are on the plus.
Ibnagni can that gives you depth.
No, I made a hell of a play yesterday, I guess, on the ball. If you're looking at that defensive back room, last year, week one, it was BSJ, Mike Davis, and Emmanuel Forbes. As your
think back to that Mike Davis dude, bro, Lord have mercy.
That was a miss.
Whew, complete.
That was a miss. Nice guy, but that was a miss.
A little different.
Definitely.
A little different.
Definitely. speaking of different and defensive backs, Alvin Walton, you always said he was a little different. What was he like?
Alvin was the type of guy where he just had that little look, man. Alvin was dude that he was different in the sense that you didn't know, like, if I mess, I know when I first came in, I stiff armed him. And he's like, oh, you want stiff arm? I'm like, it's a football play, isn't it? He said, oh, okay, I'm going to show you then. I'm like, look, bro, I think like you. If we're on the football field, I stiff arm you, you mad at it. Then if you going to do something off the field, hell, I got to lock wits with you. And he and I became boys, you know. But Alvin, man, people just, the way Alvin looked was like, I don't want to get hit by that guy. You know, can you imagine? Imagine if Sean Taylor wore the neck roll and all that stuff.
Right.
On top of already looking menacing. It would have scared the hell out of people, and that's how Alvin was, man.
Why do you think, I mean, really, as a league, people have, or is anybody wearing neck roll?
Some of these shoulder pads come with it on it, built into it.
Yeah.
But, like, he used to wear that neck roll, though.
I remember.
I used to like the look of it when in high school.
I wore one in high school.
I didn't wear it.
But that was like
I was
the
too cool for that, Jay.
The real like roll too.
Yeah, then I was
the cowboy
I was
collar
cool
became
that,
the cooler thing, like the higher up thing.
Yeah.
I mean, Alvin Walton had a mohawk at one point.
Mm-hmm.
How big was the mohawk for you, like in the '80s? Like how many teammates did Maniac have a mohawk?
Maniac had a mohawk in college.
That does not surprise me.
Yeah. Because he's a maniac. What the hell
right.
You expect?
Right.
But, like, not many guys had. All the guys that had mohawks, something was a little different about them. You knew they were a little touched.
Right. Like, I just think of Bosworth.
Yeah, Bos. If you think of somebody with a mohawk, you always say, I can see that dude wearing that. Because the dudes were a little weird, a little different.
Jeff, are people in the club these days with mohawks? Nobody's got a mohawk anymore, right?
They wear them a little. It's a little funnier looking now, where they try to make it a little wider and bring the hair into it.
But I feel like soccer players.
It still looks like
a
mohawk.
Yeah, in the clubs I'm DJing, nobody's coming in with a mohawk.
Mohawk? I remember.
Well, I'm saying I'm talking about the brothers that I saw with the hair. A lot of.
Yeah, nah.
White dudes are going mullet again. Which is something.
Yeah, that look, every time I see somebody like that, I'm just like it's back in the 60s, 70s. That's how it looks.
They say fashion repeats itself.
Yeah, but a lot of people dressing like Happy Days right now again.
Fashion does repeat itself. The fact that kids are now wearing
fashion
like,
repeats itself,
baggy
but
ass jeans.
They wear baggy jeans,
and
too many people,
pants.
A lot of dudes ain't wearing them bell bottoms no more, dog. Women
but,
wear it.
What I can't they're flared. They're called flared
women
pants
wear more.
Now. The bell bottoms.
Yeah, I have noticed dudes wearing bell bottoms.
What I can
what is
say
that about?
What I can say though, we still not worse than back in the day because Cameo was wild how they dressed with the little the little boxing thing.
Yeah, but you can't wear that. That's just like being a like yeah, look at models. Like the stuff most models wear on runway, ain't nobody wearing that stuff every day. There wasn't nobody wearing with Cameo or what.
Only Cameo.
You never seen
Word Up
Candy.
The only person I know that has worn Cameo stuff in the public was Leon Duncan. Okay. And I don't know if you're listening right now, but Duncan tell me the story about his 30th or his 40th birthday, one of the two. He came out on stage dressed like Cameo, like my man, and perform a song. He had the jock on the outside of the pants.
Yeah.
The little cup. Yeah, yeah.
Wait
that's
till
the only
I see
dude
Leon
I know
again.
That has done that in the public other than Cameo.
Jeff, you cannot try to equate previous styles based on a singer's wacky-ass clothes.
JP.
Like, you think people were
JP.
Dressing like Elton
people ain't
John?
Dressed like that every day. Ain't nobody JP. Dressed like that out in the public.
Right.
Have you ever seen movies? They had people walking with platform shoes.
Dude,
with
it's
fish
a movie.
They had to get the inspiration from somewhere.
But
the Isley brothers were walking
on.
Around like that.
You still can't show me
about,
in a
I'm
movie you saw
sucker.
A guy dressing like Cameo. Like the dude, the lead singer.
Hey, B. It's this guy who go on U Street. I forgot his name. I can't think of his name right now. But he dressed like he's about to be in a Cameo video or
yeah, but
background
Jeff,
dance
that's
with
one
Prince.
Guy it's, who probably owns something.
I seen a lot of old pictures. Y'all used to wear flared jeans with no shirt on, with the vest, with the Jerry curl.
I ain't ever dressed like that.
You didn't.
I had a
Jerry
did.
curl. But Jeff, some of the people that dress today look like some damn. They just came off a corner from being a bum. And that's their regular clothes.
True. So yeah, I don't know why that, but still.
And most people act like they going to damn sleep. I see people on an airplane walking through airports with a damn bonnet on and looking like they just got out the damn bed. Come on, dog.
But you're not seeing them. You're not going to see no S curl or Jerry curl in 2025.
Can I ask you a specific question about the Jerry curl? Because I don't know how this works. Did you have to like you know, in Coming to America, Soul Glow,
very like, much like
the
that.
Spray. Did you walk around with the spray to like keep it juicy?
No, man.
What would you do?
If your stuff was good, it was good.
So you would just, it'd be like gelling your hair before you go out for
just
the
like
night.
You do before you leave your house. When you put all your mousse in your head. That's all it was.
You know, I don't go with mousse. I'm a powder man.
You use something to keep your hair where it's going. The same thing with people with Jerry curls.
Was it like an oil-based product?
Yeah, it was Paul Mitchell. My cousin.
Were you ever, like the scene in Coming to America where they sit down on the couch and then they get up and leave.
No, I ain't ever do that like that. Hell no. And then back in the day, though, everybody had plastic on their couch.
Nah,
so with the bottom.
We need.
Everybody had plastic on their couch back then, so they were protected.
We need a B. Mitch Jerry curl photo. I know you have one.
Nah. That won't be happening for me.
I would love if that could be produced.
They already found one in previous years in another TV, a radio studio, and they put it out there.
Landfill, we got a job to do.
You got to text Scott Jackson.
Jeff, give us a studio. Give us a picture when you had hair.
Oh, that's easy.
I want to see because I know that thing was back in the backyard.
Nope. I got rid of my hairline before it could get bad.
the stadium? Is it Ohio State?
The horseshoe?
That's not bad. Jeff
was looking like Uncle Phil.
No. Jeff's not even 35, and he already got a receiver.
That's fine.
We got a break.
That's fine.
John Keim is going to join us at 1 o'clock. I'm going to take us to commercial via musical interlude.
Just let your soul glow.